The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of the kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone who with ears listen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus was crucified as a weed in the wheat field of humanity. Did you get that? Jesus was crucified as a weed in the wheat field of humanity. That's the essence of the gospel. It speaks to the fact that we're not very good at judging weeds from wheat. And so Jesus tells this parable, and the congregation that he was speaking to on the shoreline while he was out in the boat were used to believing that God was going to come and do exactly what Jesus interpreted this parable to do at the end of time. He was going to root out all the weeds and then gather the wheat to make bread, no doubt. This gospel, this parable, invites those who believe that way into a special place where they can be transformed, where they no longer are looking for the weeds among the wheat in their brothers and sisters, but they come to realize that the weeds and the wheat are in each one of us. We can't tear ourselves apart, but we often do. And we find that it's easier to tear someone else apart than to deal with our own sins. How many of you ever watched Cop Rock? L.A. Law? And all of those other shows that always end with the bad guys getting their comeuppance. Am I right? I gave my wife Cop Rock for our 25th anniversary because she was probably one of 10 people who really loved that show. And we've been watching it, She said, I can see why they canceled it. But it's still fun. I mean, talk about retro. The story of Jacob speaks to this parable as well. You know, Jacob was not a nice guy. His name means the supplanter. How many know the story of their, he was one of twins, right? His older brother Esau? He was the firstborn, Esau was, but it was kind of like one of those photo finish deals where Jacob grabbed the heel of his brother as he was exiting mom. And in those days, who got preference, firstborn or secondborn? Firstborn. But if you read the scripture, you find over and over again, that's not God's preference all the time. That's the way humans do business, not necessarily the way God does business. And Jacob was just kind of a manipulative, greedy, self-entitled, narcissistic, egomaniac. That if you were to judge him back then, you would have said, this guy is a weed in the wheat field of the Lord. And in fact, the story that we have today is part of the longer story of Jacob having convinced his brother Esau, the firstborn, to give up his birthright for a bowl of stew. That gives you some idea of Esau. He was a jock, liked to eat. And then he fooled his own father into believing that he, Jacob, was Esau by putting skins of animals on his arms to be as hairy as his athletic brother, Esau. And the dad was kind of partially blind and didn't get it and blessed him. The birthright, the blessing go to a usurper. And then his mother, who favored him, wisely said, you need to get out of town. And he sends him off to Uncle Laban, another cunning and con artist type guy, which I sometimes think is how our egocentricity gets broken, is when we run into someone who's kind of like us. So on the way, he takes his nightly rest. Don't you find it interesting? He put a rock under his head. I used to camp. No, I camped. Our football team went on a high Sierra mountain trip, and I found the biggest boulder I could find, and I thought that was a good place to lay my sleeping bag and put my head. That's why I kind of have trouble with Jacob putting a rock under his head. Not comfortable. Not to mention the mosquitoes that got me from the river. But he puts the rock under his head, and he has a vision. And as kids here, we used to sing, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Yeah, we sing that. And think about this. Jesus says that at the end of the age, the angels will come, and they will sort out the wheat from the weeds. Well, here come the angels, ascending and descending, right? Do they sort out the wheat and the weeds from Jacob, in your view? They say, bless you. You're going to be the father of great nations. You're going to be part of that ongoing blessing of God for the whole world. Well, if that's not enough to boost a narcissist's view of himself, I don't know what is. What was it in the angels coming and going that began the transformation that allowed the weeds of Jacob's life and the wheat to somehow survive together and to bring about the blessing of the world? And so when Jesus tells a story in this parable, and by the way, the parables in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is asked by his disciples, why do you talk to these people in parables? They don't get it. He says, I tell them parables as from Isaiah, the prophet, so that they may hear and not get it. And not getting it, not turn and be healed. Kind of harsh, huh? Because the transformation of all of us, the weedy and the weedy in all of us, doesn't happen in an instant, does it? And we are given a lifetime, like Jacob, for the weeds that have entangled themselves in the wheat that we are to grow up together. And in God's time, there is a harvesting that takes place. Jacob's experience was that this very ground that he was standing on was the doorway to heaven. That experience of something greater than himself began his transformation. And normally we are transformed by suffering, by the love for someone else that transcends our own egos, and for experiencing a power greater than ourselves. And so in this story of Jacob, you see the beginning of the reapers coming from heaven and working to transform him and prepare him to be part of the blessing in the world. Why does Jesus tell a story that seems to have the same old ending that Cop Rock, L.A. Law, and all the ways that we consider justice being done? And back then, that was a similar attitude that the bad guys get punished and the good guys are ushered into the kingdom of heaven. It's because it's not that simple, and it's because it's not that way. And what's the ladder of mercy? What's the ladder of mercy? The ladder of mercy is the cross that we're called to week after week. And the food for the climb is in the bread. And the bread comes from the wheat. The wheat in our lives that is growing up with the weeds that tend to choke out what's best in us. And the wheat in Jesus' life that became the bread of life. So each and every time you come to this altar and you receive that piece of bread, be reminded that that bread came from wheat that the world deemed to be weed and unwilling to allow to continue. And it was ripped out. But God, blessed be God's name, restored Jesus to life. And what we called weed, Jesus called wheat. And God made the bread of life. Amen.